you're going back out on the road after 13 years with Ringo Starr.
Yes, I am. And I'm chuffed to be so because it's kind of, you know, one of the more fun things you can do. First of all, you're playing with a Beatle. Yeah. And there's a handful of people in the world who can say that they've done that. And beyond that, there's a, you know, there's a karmic aspect to it, since so many of us owe our presence in the music business to the Beatles and the formula that they came up with. So if a Beatle calls, you must answer, you know, you must serve. So it's, you know, it's great from that standpoint, but he always puts together, you know, a real interesting lineup of people. He's a terrifically fun guy to kind of be with on the road. He's not what you would call a harsh taskmaster, but he does not let things drift out of control either. You know, he's still the boss, but he's a fun boss to work for. And your responsibilities, quite frankly, as a musician are, you know, for me, severely reduced from what they would be on a show of my own. I have to carry, you know, much of the whole proceedings when I'm doing one of my shows. And when you're with Ringo, there's actually points in which you're doing hardly anything. In fact, you might not even be on stage for part of it.
Yeah, I know. If Wikipedia is to be trusted, yeah, they already list your song, Hello, It's Me, listed without Ringo.
I don't know whether it is with or without Ringo, that unless he's thinking that far ahead.
I could be wrong. My point, though, is that there were definitely moments where, yeah, Ringo's not even on stage.
Oh, yeah, Ringo takes breaks all throughout the show, at least the ones that I have done with him already. That's why he carries a second drummer. I also, you know, have to do the songs, you know, well, everybody on the tour essentially has to do the songs that they're most noted for, because being a so-called all-star show, the audience doesn't necessarily come to see any one of the artists except Ringo, of course. They come to be entertained, and in that sense, they're not familiar with your more obscure stuff like your devoted fans would be, so you have to play the most familiar material that you have.